Action Sports Jax Primetime, sponsored by RV Funding.
With Ben Johnson on their minds and recognizing all the helmets and visors, the Fleming Island Golden Eagles remained unbeaten last night, taking down Oakleaf 13-7. The community rallying around the team after losing Johnson more than a week ago. Even after he passed, Johnson made a difference by matching with four patients in need of organ transplants. Organ donor families and recipients all have a story to tell, a memory to keep alive, and often a person who gets saved. Tyrone Brisby's story puts a lot of hugs and hearts in the middle of a Florida and Tennessee football rivalry.
Poles out there, water was over those.
A couple of weeks ago, Tyrone and Dee Brisby were another local family stuck in the path of Hurricane Irma.
The water line on the stereo there is how high the water got in here. Quite a disaster.
The Brisby's west side home was flooded and damaged, forcing them to move into an RV in their front yard.
If you walk on that, look at that. The floor is actually moving those solid wood pieces.
Like so many, images like this were heartbreaking for the Brisby's. But this family knows all about dealing with a broken heart.
I had honestly, at one point, I had lost hope because I knew the numbers. I knew each time I went to the doctor, my numbers was worse and worse. I was getting weaker and weaker. I could feel it. I think I lost 70 pounds within, a month. It just dropped off. You knew you was fading away, and I knew the odds were very slim.
3 years ago, Tyrone's heart was literally broken and unfixable. He was given months to live.
But I was very close. I was so close to not making it. I couldn't walk no more than 20 or 30 feet. My wife had to push me away in a wheelchair. You know, and it was hard to become a dependent when you were always a provider.
While Tyrone was waiting for a heart transplant, Tina and Jeff Roger were about to deal with a heartbreak unfathomable to any parent.
Him and I were best friends. We did everything together.
Fourteen-year-old Kyle Roger was well beyond his years, a big kid who played football in Tennessee. Kyle was a gift of life to all that knew him. In 2014, he became a giver of life.
Kyle did not wake up August 16th, 2014, with the plan of going out and getting killed so he could give Tyrone his heart. He didn't do that. The kid was full of life. But he had made it known what he wanted in case something like that ever was to happen.
Within hours, heartbreak and hope collided from Tennessee to Jacksonville, Florida, between two families who had never met. Kyle, who died in a car accident that day, was an organ donor. His 14-year-old heart saved the life of a then 51-year-old Tyrone Brisby.
Kyle was a hero. He'll always be a hero to me. I mean, Kyle, 14 years of age, I mean, I have his heart in my body, you know. A part of Kyle lives on through me.
I honestly don't know how I deal with it. I fight with it every day. It does help knowing that a part of our son is still living in Tyrone and in some of these other recipients.
It was an emotional thing when we listen to the story again. Every time we listen to it, it's like touching. It's very touching. So we tell everybody else, and they be crying. I'm like, oh my God, Tyrone, these people are crying about this story that we're telling. This is a big thing. But they get touched too.
For him to be 14 and bring the conversation of being a donor is amazing. And to meet the people is extraordinary.
Not all organ donor families meet the recipients. The Brisbys and Rogers have now met three different times.
You're meeting people that you know nothing about. You only know that he's carrying our son's heart, and we were scared. When we pulled into his driveway, we looked at each other, and we were like, what if they don't like us?
She'll kiss his chest. So the first time I heard her kiss it, she was real loud. What did she say? Mwah! I said, wait a minute, what was that? So then I let it go, and, you know, I had to get used to it. Then the second time she met him, she kissed his chest again, but I didn't know. Tyrone was bragging, oh, Dee, she kissed my chest. I'm like, oh, okay. But, you know, I let it go. You know, it's okay, because she's kissing her son. She's not kissing Tyrone. She's actually kissing her son.
Their meeting a couple of weeks ago coincided with the Jaguars and Titans game at Everbank Field. The Jacksonville and Tennessee connection made sense.
Family on three. One, two, three. Family.
The families got a tour of the facility, and they watched a Jaguars practice. Tina, wearing her son's number 74 jersey, met the Jaguars' number 74, Cam Robinson. It was an emotional embrace. The next day, they attended the Jaguars game together. In a unique way, a miraculous kind of way, these families from two different states, two different backgrounds, and two different races are now family.
We were two different individuals walking separate paths, but somehow we have been drawn together walking the same path.
From a whole lot of heartbreak to the sharing of one heartbeat.
Organ donors make a huge difference by providing the gift of life. Consider that 116,000 people are currently waiting for a transplant. That includes over 5,000 right here in the state of Florida. For more information, please visit DonateLifeFlorida.org. Kyle Rogers' story doesn't stop with Tyrone Brisby. Kyle donated five of his organs. Jeff and Tina Rogers have met two of those recipients.